This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here with Rakhshan Bani-Etemad, director, co-screenwriter and producer of Tales. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tales is made up of several short connected episodes to some extent, portraying people from many backgrounds at the margins of a Tehran society. We have a taxi driver, we have a group of unemployed workers, a social worker running from the husband, a documentary filmmaker. In each episode, the focus is really on the human detail of their lives. Tell us about these people and why they are all interconnected in some ways.
Chancellor film cinema in Asokhtan.
Having not made films for a few years, she was being affected by a series of different stories and, you know, things that were she was sensitive about, and also the fact that she was missing some of the characters that she had previously worked with in her previous films, made the foundations of this work and the way and why she wanted to make this film in this manner.
Yes, so one of my points was in your previous film, some of these characters were already portrayed, but you can actually watch Tales without having watched the other films and be completely absorbed in the story. So this is like magic. Tell us about it.
یکی از چالنج‌های بزرگ موقع نوشتن فیلمنامه همین بود.
One of the biggest challenges of writing this script or writing these characters the way they are was to write it in a way that, you know, who they are in the previous films are sort of embodied in their current presence in Tales, and because it was going to be mainly shown for people who've never seen it before, and you know, it had to work that way too. But that being said, of course, for those who have seen the previous films, it's going to have a very different or an additional kind of meaning and resonance with its origin.
Yes, of course. And is there any of these characters are actually based on real people that you know?
All of the characters in her films are inspired by real people or few people who are dealing with that situation, but they are not exactly the characters are not exactly following a particular person. So for example, Nargis, the character in Nargis, she is not representing one particular girl, rather it's made up in her mind, and she's imagined this character from a collective experience of young girls in her age, or what she has experienced of their experiences.
Yes, sure.
And therefore, the way she sees these characters or envisions them are like, you know, a multiplicity of characters that she interacts with or sees within the society around her.
When we read about the story of the making of this film when it was presented at Venice Film Festival last year, and of course here now, we know that, as I said, was originally a series of shorts to bypass government control, and a number of scenes were shot without government permission, if I understood it right. Then you actually had the opportunity to assemble the footage together into a feature. I'm very curious about from a technical perspective, the process of creating a film out of different shorts.
گرفتن مجوز برای فیلم کوتاه کاملا اصلا یه مسیر.
To get permission for a short film is much easier than a long form film. In fact, you don't really need to get your script approved, which is much harder for feature films. You just get permission to be able to shoot in public with a camera.
Right.
I guess you took advantage of this process, although from the beginning the film was written as a feature, but as I said, she took advantage of this easier process and shot it through short films. But overall, from the beginning, it was going to be all coming together.
Very clever.
In fact, it's because that she upholds the law, and if she didn't want to do something that is going to be illegal, considered illegal, or be speculated on afterwards. So it was something, just a simple, taking the right way that exists through the process. And no one in the legality around making films in Iran is mentioned that a filmmaker can not connect their short films together.
This is absolutely clever. I mean, when we have some aspect which are not covered by the legal system, we should do our best to use them. Very clever. Talking about the screenplay, Tales won the best awards for screenplay at Venice Film Festival last year, and I have to say that the dialogues are really brilliant because they strike a perfect balance between drama and comedy. How did you manage to amalgamate two different genres in one film?
It actually was a risk that she was completely aware of from the beginning, especially because between the dialogues as well as the stories and the combination of stories, because they are sort of targeting different genres. But even in this age, she likes to experiment and takes risks, and that is just who she is. She would, and I think in the future too, she will be taking more risks. And
what a brilliant result! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hashan, you have made several features and documentaries as director, screenwriter, producer. How do you describe the process of amalgamating these three different expertise, often in just one film? And this is my first question. And my second question is, and where is your heart? In making film, in producing film, or in writing the script?
She can't really distinguish between writing and directing because she generally writes because she wants to direct, and she wouldn't be really writing something to give it to someone else to direct. So for her, the process of the creation in the writing process and the vision and the directing process are quite interconnected and one. And the way she looks at documentary or fiction also is quite the same way. She feels that the two are quite close, and she doesn't really see much of a difference. In fact, when she makes documentaries, she even feels closer sometimes to the society or the issues she's dealing with, and I guess inspired to do her fictional work. So as a result, she feels that the two are very much connected, or interconnected. But producing is not something she likes. rather something that she sometimes have to do just to get it happening.
It makes sense. Rakhshan, who does inspire you as a filmmaker?
It's
a bit difficult for her to say, but there is no one particular filmmaker that really inspires her. It's rather the society and people themselves, the way they affect her, and the way they what they're going through, or their stories affect her. That's where she draws most of her inspiration for her work. For her, cinema doesn't really exist without the society, and its role in the society is not separate. It is within the society. It's part of the society.
Sure. And talking about society, which is a great source of inspiration for you, as you just said, what's happening in Iran at the moment that makes Iranian cinema so popular and successful, especially in the last decade?
فکر میکنم اون چیز که خیلی اهمیت داره سینمای ایران و
Perhaps what's been very important or influential in the success of the cinema has been the language or the vision used by the filmmakers in telling or sort of presenting human stories in, you know, in sort of their own way, and that perhaps has made it quite successful and reachable to other people as well. The other factor perhaps is the fact that Iranians actually are very much connected to the cinema culture there and follow, you know, they're strong followers and they like watching Iranian films. Although in the past decade, perhaps, you know, because of the access to, you know, international cinema, that might have been reduced slightly. However, the support from people are still very strong and they're very much behind the cinema. And I, if I may add, in fact, at the screening yesterday, there was close to 2,000 people.
Yeah, was a full house.
Half of which would have been Iranians.
این ارتباط یکم فاصله دار شده ولی مردم خیلی ارتباط نزدیکی با سینما دارن سینما خودم.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what you were saying because in general I really appreciate Iranian cinema. It's one of my favorite and stories are so universal. And you would think that being in Iran, which is a kind of a closed society because the political situation, stories are so universal that everyone can actually recognize in these stories. So I think this is a very distinctive trait of Iranian cinema.
خب برای من خیلی خیلی جای خوشحالی داره وقتی این حرف رو میشنوم.
It makes her incredibly happy to actually hear you saying that because in her belief as well, universal human stories are, they cross boundaries and cultures and societies. And I guess that's why cinema is a really important vessel, as well as these stories or the way they're portrayed is very important and have become sort of so widespread.
I have one last question for you, Rakhshan. Back to Tales. It features an array of great Iranian actors, including a few banned from performing at the time of the film. Tell us about the casting for the film.
Because a lot of the characters in the film were in her previous films, as a result, it suddenly the casting process was a combination of some of the best actors in Iran, actors and actresses in Iran currently, and perhaps that really just helped the process and made it quite
smoothly. Right. So thank you very much for your time, Rakhshan. Enjoy Sydney, the Sydney Film Festival.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Rakhshan Vanietemad, director, co-screenwriter and producer of Tales here at the Sydney Film Festival. And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.